This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Opening, not opening. School, no school. Virus, lots of virus. We were batting ideas around at our news meeting this morning. What with this economy, given where we were like a month ago and where we are now. And we were going around and around, as I said. And finally, we looked over at Mitchell Hartman. I mean, as much as you can actually look at somebody on Zoom. And we said, Mitchell, go make some calls, would you?
There are a couple indicators showing the reopening recovery has stalled out. Analyst Nick Shields at Third Bridge follows retail foot traffic. It picked up in May, but now the resurgence of COVID-19 in the South and West is taking a toll.
Since late June, you know, the biggest drop-offs are happening in Mississippi, Texas, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Alabama.
Same story with jobs. Postings at the employment site Glassdoor are down 6% since the end of June. So what kind of recovery does all this leave us with? Camilla Yanishevsky tracks the consumer economy at CFRA Research.
We're going to be seeing a W-shaped recovery.
Down sharply, turning up a bit, then turning down again for the second half of the W. Yanishevsky says that's probably where we are now.
These reclosings, they're driving consumers to be even more anxious about potential exposure. It's this fear that's the biggest roadblock to any near-term sustainable improvement.
All this fits with what independent florist Brooke Wetzel is seeing in her business. I caught up with her at the giant wholesale flower market in downtown LA, which she says is operating sort of normally.
Yeah, normal with mandatory face masks.
Wetzel shut down in March, started up again a couple months later. She says folks still want to send flowers.
People are still at home, and they can't visit each other when they would have for a special occasion. Babies are still being born. I mean, unfortunately, people are still passing away. Everybody's still having birthdays.
Her business has been pretty good. But looking around the flower market,
I would say about three quarters of the vendors are back. Not everybody came back. They're gone for good.
And with California closing businesses again, Wetzel hopes people don't stop splurging on flowers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.